It is one of the incredible moments on our otherwise sometimes disjointed show. Yeah, this is a credible moment in the midst of an incredible show. All right, Paul Myers is Metairie Bank's North Shore Market President, and Paul joins us with Money Trends here on WWL. Hey, Paul, good afternoon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Scoot. How are you?
I'm great. Paul, what are some of the scams? Small businesses get hit with scams, and you'd think it's just individual people who get targeted, but small businesses get targeted with scams. A lot of small business owners and managers, people who work in small business, they listen to this show. What are some of the tips that might alert them as to a scam?
Well, there's a lot of different scams that go on, and if you may recall back earlier in 2022, there were a lot of issues with check washing, where people were taking checks and creating fraudulent checks, which can be a tremendous issue for small businesses that do still write a lot of checks and the mom and pops out there. Matter of fact, we even have very large customers that do that. And there are ways that you can combat that with respect to there's a product called Positive Pay, where if you issue a lot of checks, it's actually a platform that you can go through your bank. We offer it here, where you can actually provide them with a listing of the checks that you're going to be issuing, the check number, who it's made to, the amount. And when those checks are presented to the bank, they can actually be checked and verified. And if something comes in that's out of the ordinary, that check can be flagged and then your bank would contact you.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of things that, you know, look, quite honestly, you can get pressured into. You get these random phone calls where it's like, I need your account number and your Social Security number and some other piece of information. I can assure you, your bank is not going to call you and ask you for that information.
Mm-hmm. So businesses are not immune from the scams. I mean, it might be like random calling to individuals, but a small business might get a phone call that sounds official. It's like, oh, wait, they're calling my business. This sounds official. I better give them the information.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And you know, it doesn't always just have to come from your bank. It can be someone posing from the IRS or the Small Business Administration, mm-hmm. or, you know, whomever. But you just have to be aware of what's going on, that more often than not, those types of calls are not going to happen, right? It's going to be more official. And there are ways that there are phishing scams, PH phishing, not F phishing, not what we do down in the mouth of the river,
right.
But where they actually create fake websites and things that you can go into. So, you know, you want to make sure that you can download the mobile app from your bank. Make sure that you have secure access on your computer to your online banking. And again, I hate to sound like a broken record, make sure if you are a small business owner, have a relationship with your bank and your banker, because that is a very easy phone call to make when you know somebody. When they know you, when they know your voice and you know theirs, it's a real easy phone call to say, hey, I got a weird email, or I got something. Does this make sense? And you can have that conversation.
So this is an example of what you talk about, or what you mean when I talk about on the show about Metairie Bank as a bank of personal service and a bank of relationship banking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many things that we can take advantage of. I mentioned the Positive Pay. We have another program for both consumers as well as businesses. It's called Secure Lock Equip, where, you know, God forbid you forget your debit card somewhere, or you lose your wallet, or whatever the case may be, you can go onto your app and you can shut down access to that debit card right then and there. You can put limits on your debit card. So there are a lot of things that you can take advantage of on a digital type platform. But a lot of times it's that contact, that ability to have the phone conversation, pop into a branch. It's just that is that next level, in my opinion, of making sure that none of us fall victim to any type of a scam or fraud.
And this is what we talk about when we talk about relationship banking at Metairie Bank, and it's good advice. And, you know, I do think that maybe a business would think, okay, wait, this is my business. This is my business number. So this isn't just a scam call. I'm gonna pay attention to this and do what they tell me to do. But businesses should not do that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You need to make sure that any information that you're getting, whether it's a phone call or an email, make sure that this it, even if it looks funny, you can look up at, if it's an email and you can hover over a link or whatever. If it looks anything suspicious, please do not click on the link, but you can hover over it to see. And sometimes it is just some wild URL address, and you can instantly recognize that is a fraudulent or that's a phishing type scam. Yeah. You know, and again, when you get those things, going back to, it's a quick and easy phone call. Many of our clients already have the email addresses of their bankers, their cell phones, whatever the case may be. It's a text message, an email, or a phone call to their banker to make sure, hey, are y'all sending out emails? Because this doesn't look right.
Yeah, I got scammed once and almost got scammed a second time. I was on the phone with they're very, very good at what they do. And it sounded really
very, very persistent.
It sounded very official, and I was about to give up some information. And then I'm just at some point I said, "No, you know, you need to send me an email back or call." I forgot. I gave them some condition to get in touch with me another way other than that phone call. And the guy really started to become kind of irate, and he even got really angry and said, "Okay, well, we're going to have you arrested today." And I said, "Okay, well, go ahead, have me arrested."
Yeah.
So they really do try to intimidate you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And there are ways, there's so much, you know, there's so much good that can come from technology, and there's so many challenges from technology. They can even make the phone call. They can be calling from wherever, but they can have it routed so that it looks like it's a local phone call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They know how to do that. In fact, if it's not a local phone call, they also know where you might have lived before, and they'll do something from that place. So it's got that area code. So you think, oh, maybe it's somebody that I knew in that city.
There are a lot of different things that they can do, but the one thing is, you know, don't lose, you know, as I guess as my grandfather said, don't lose your wits about you. You know, keep your wits. Make sure that you don't provide them with any information. You know, stand your ground. You know, no bank is gonna force you to give your Social Security number, your account number, if they're reaching out to you for a phone call. So those are just things to keep in mind. Make sure that when you're looking. You know, if you get a strange email, please feel free to contact your bank or banker just to confirm that makes sense. You know, and for whatever you do, educate your as a small business. If you have other employees that work for you that do have access to certain things, make sure that you educate them. Make sure that they understand what to look for in the event of something that should come up. To ensure that they don't click on a link that then allows some type of a firmware or something to get into your system and corrupt your files and gain access.
That is really, really good advice. Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank. Paul, as always, thank you for your time and expertise.
Scoot, thank you so much. Have a great year.
You too. We'll be talking again. Yeah.